Now we are told in order to carry on this, we have the soldier's protection, and we are told, wherefore take up the panoplion of God, in order that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Put on the armor of God, in order that ye might be able to stand, and that having done all to stand. Now we've identified the enemy. Now Paul now begins to identify the arsenal which is available for defense. Nowhere is the believer urged to attack or advance. The key word in this entire section is this, to stand. Stand. That's the important thing. You know, the scripture speaks of believers as pilgrims. As pilgrims, we're to walk through the world. And as witnesses, we are to go to the ends of the earth. As athletes, we're to run. We're to run with our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we are looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that we're to look to when we're athletes. We're to run. But as fighters, we're to stand. And very frankly, I personally would rather do a great deal of old-fashioned standing. Now, many years ago, Billy Sunday, the evangelist, attracted a great deal of attention by, on the platform, he was fighting the devil. And by the way, I think that there was a great element of truth in that, because it was a spiritual battle. And I think the battle is carried on where the Word of God is preached, where the gospel is given out. That's the battle line today. That's where the enemy is working today. I don't think the enemy, friends, is working down on Skid Row. I don't think that he's out partying Saturday night. I remember years ago when I was active in Youth for Christ as a young preacher, I was out every Saturday night, and we used to say at that time, well, Saturday night's the devil's night. Now we're making it the Lord's night. Well, frankly, I think the devil was home in bed. I think he's resting up so he could come to church the next morning because of the fact that why should he want to fight his crowd? They belong to him. I'm not sure he's proud of them. I think he's ashamed of a lot of these alcoholics and these down-and-outers today and these up-and-outers. He could take no pride in them. But he's out fighting where the spiritual battle is. And Billy Sunday carried on a battle against the devil. Now, very frankly, I'd agree with that. But personally, I've never felt like that I should carry on that battle. That is, that I should make the attack. You don't have to make the attack. Just stand, because he's going to make the attack. Having done all to do just one thing, to stand. And I've never been enthusiastic when I hear a group of defeated Christians singing, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war." May I say to you, it's more scriptural, I think, for the believer to sing, "Stand up. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross." And I believe today that we need to do some good, old-fashioned standing. And very frankly, this is an hour when my heart is sad, when I look today at a great many churches. Now, some folk think I'm hard on the local church. I love the local church, and my heart goes out to the local pastors today. They are fighting the battle. Those are the men that are really on the battlefront today. I'm for him because he's the one I happen to know. I was a pastor a long time and always appreciated those that came in and stood shoulder to shoulder with me at that time. And I see churches that at one time were great churches, and the crowds flocked there, and they're no longer attending today. Attendance is way down, and the interest has gone. And what has happened today in many of these places? Well, I'll tell you what's happened. The members were blind to the fact where the battle was being fought. They thought because the finances came in, they thought because the crowds were there, they were winning the battle, and they themselves were losing it all the time. Oh, today that we might recognize where it is, and that today the local church might recognize that. How many of you really pray for your pastor on Saturday night? And instead of criticizing him on Sunday, pray for him. He needs your prayers. And you don't need to crucify the man today that's preaching the Word of God. The devil's going to see to that. You don't need to join that crowd. You ought to uphold his hands as Moses held up his hands on behalf of Israel. And that's where the problem is today. That is the difficulty in the local church, and my heart goes out to these men today.